Hello, you're listening to Thesis Thursday on KXCI. This is a program where we sit down with students from the University of Arizona and we talk about what they're studying and what kind of music they like. Today I'm here with Allison Comrie. Hi, Allison.
Hi there.
How long have you been at the University of Arizona?
Currently, I'm a senior studying neuroscience and cognitive science.
Tell us a little bit about what you've been working on with neuroscience.
So I work in the lab of Dr. Carol Barnes. And in this lab, we study the normal aging of the brain. So the whole idea is, if we don't understand how the normal brain or healthy brain changes with age, how are we going to understand what goes wrong in something like Parkinson's or Alzheimer's disease?
What do you like about working in the lab?
I think the lab sort of gives me a creative space. You know, you get to be very curious, but also sort of get to run your own show and be independent.
How long have you been studying the brain?
I've been working in Carol Barnes' lab. I suppose this will be my fifth year, but I haven't been working the entire time. So I started working there in high school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What high school did you go to, Allison?
I went to Catalina Foothills High School.
What do you want to do after you graduate?
This year, I'm working on my honors thesis. And for that project, I'm interested in understanding how information about odor experiences for young and old animals get sent into a part of the brain that processes memories. So the part of the olfactory system, so when you smell things, sends information to all sorts of areas in the brain. And somehow we know we have odor memories, but we don't totally understand the pathway it takes to get there. After I graduate from the U of A, I plan to attend graduate school and in hopes of attaining a PhD in neuroscience.
Do you like to listen to music?
I do like to listen to music. I would say my top two artists at the moment are Andrew Bird and Dr. Dog.
Right on. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.